Women are more likely to be sexually assaulted serving in the U.S. military than not serving. The Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network reports one in every six women will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Women Veteran Coordinator Gundel Metz of Madison says one in every five women in the military is sexually assaulted.
Which can be anywhere from harassment to rape. You know, you find that anywhere in the world.
The rate of sexual assaults in the military doesn't include women who don't seek help. Met says many women are afraid to do that.
Afraid that repercussion is going to happen if they report it. It's like quite often because sometimes it's somebody from the chain of command or, you know, somebody who's a supervisor. Women handle it as differently because women, when they come back, especially if they are married and have children, they become that spouse again, they become that mother again. They don't think about themselves. They try to push themselves on the back burner.
Minneapolis VA Woman Veterans Program Manager Deborah Thilgen gave a presentation on sexual assaults at a veterans supermarket in Rice Lake, where 30 federal, state, and private service providers offered help to vets.
We've made a very conscious effort to have females available for counseling such as this. They report somebody who's maybe raped them in their unit. If they seek mental health care, there's this perception out there that that could impact their security clearance and they may lose their position in the military.
Gulf War veteran Lisa McNeely of Shell Lake says she experienced some difficulties, but she wouldn't take back the experience if she could.
Two different genders, so it's a different experience. A lot of the same, though. Housing, bathroom facilities, it's just a little bit more difficult when you have a lot of men and only a few women. It's a great pleasure to serve my country. It goes deep. It will never leave you.
Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Communications Specialist Kathleen Scholl says more than 1,000 women in Wisconsin came back from Iraq and Afghanistan in the past year.
When they return home, you know, it's our obligation, our mission to assist them in their transition and welcoming them back, helping them find out about employment, job training, you know, maybe they want to go on for schooling.
Since 2000, veteran supermarkets have secured $250 million federal dollars in benefits for veterans throughout Wisconsin. Thilgen says a lot of that money has helped pay for training for medical staff to treat women.
Historically, many of our physicians have been used to, and our nurses have been used to taking care of only men. We need to educate these people to provide care for women. Some of our doctors who have worked there for many, many years come to the VA because they don't have a desire to take care of women. We don't want those physicians taking care of our female patients.
Vietnam veteran Cheryl Adams of Belleville was there to find out about medical services. She says the men in the service stood with her throughout her military experience.
It's a male-dominated organization, so women face a lot of obstacles there. When I served, all the men I served with were like my brothers, so I did not encounter any of those obstacles.
Even so, veterans counselors say there are many veterans who need help, and now's the time to ask for it. Joe Kadat, Wisconsin Public Radio in Rice Lake. Yeah.